All right, bet.
Easy money. I think I'm just going to set that right there. There we go.
All right. Another episode of the Fat Cast has officially begun. Me, Alec, Porch.
Excuse
it. It's a vibe. What's up? What's good, dog? Don't fucking text me during this. Oh, it's my little something. Anyways, I rolled some J's for us.
Big bet.
Been into anything this morning?
Nah, dude, I've just been laying around.
Facts.
I ripped the card a couple times. Woke up, started that South Park my morning. South Park.
This is for you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
A little personal J.
Thank you.
Got you covered, dog.
Bit of South Park in the morning.
Never, a little South Park in the
never AM. Goes wrong.
Yeah, facts, dude. That's dope. Where, what's good with the mustache? No longer the vibe?
No, bro, I had to get it going.
Mm.
Had to get it going. Was not pulling. Was not pulling.
Dude, crack me. It gave me bodybuilder vibes, man. I loved it, dude.
Yeah, I liked it too. It gave me, like, 80s cop vibes for me. Yeah. Is that Reno 911?
Yeah, family. That's what the fuck it was. That shit was dope.
For sure.
So what do you get into, dog? We had a wonderful evening together.
I agree.
Right? What a fantastic trip. Shout out Scott.
It was awesome.
Wonderful night up in the roof.
Shout out Scott.
Dude, big shout out to Scott. When honestly, bro, the truck died. The truck is already dead again. Scott's truck.
Scott, really?
Yeah, bro.
He was telling me he was going to do a lot of crazy stuff to it.
He just changed the alternator in it.
Yeah.
And then drove it for like 6 days, and I asked if I could borrow it over the weekend, and the fuel pump went up on it.
Really?
Yeah.
With you in it?
No, luckily. I guess Scott's been, he's been using it getting back and forth from work pretty heavy. And I guess he just had to cop a new fuel pump for already, so that's just pretty sad.
You see what he's trying to trade that GTI for?
Last time he talked to me, he wanted to get $6,000 for it.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said to me. That was like a week and a half ago. Is he trying to make a trade now?
He showed me, it was some, I forget the car, but it's really nice, it's an old car. It's got a pillow in the back.
Mm.
Yeah. Big white leather seats, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, dude, that would be so weird with Scott in it.
It would.
Scott's ass looks so funny in vehicles, dude. Scott just looks funny as a guy driving.
Yeah.
I feel like he looks like the type of motherfucker that I wouldn't trust behind a wheel if I just knew him. And no. I was like, yo, do you own a vehicle? And he'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, that seems unreasonable.
Yeah.
That seems unrealistic to me.
Well, I was with him, it was not too long ago, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, something like that. And we were at this little party.
Yeah, facts.
Drinking. And he had planned on driving home, right?
Like he does.
And I was like, okay, like, do you know what you're doing? Like,
yeah.
Some people I can trust when they're...
Yeah, a few folks. A few folks pull it off.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, bro, of course. And he got so drunk that the next morning we were driving, he was like, this is right where we would have flipped over. He was like, we would have died right fucking here. And I was like...
Scott. Yeah, like, I love... That man is too honest with himself, bro.
He was like, this is where we would have died. And I was like, probably.
This is it. We thought it was good. Dude, everybody loves him at work now, because I told everybody I thought he was going to jump off that fucking roof when we were up there, and he started just falling ran, towards dude. The end, dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, 4:30 in the fucking morning, we're all here, and he just goes, yo, what was that, man? What? I'm like, yo, what do you mean, what was that? We thought you were fucking with us, dog.
I didn't think he was serious.
That shit was wild, dude. Well,
you know, we tripped.
How was that trip at Dawson's place?
To be honest,
yeah.
I had a really bad one.
It was fucky, wasn't it?
It was really bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there, and we were watching South Park again.
Yeah, facts.
And that's like always on every time
it's
I go over there.
It's always on.
I've been over there.
I love
that
shit.
And you know how they have the purple and orange LEDs?
Yeah.
Those colors were like mixing and fucking with me. And so was that spider on the wall with the LEDs. Aiden is in the back clanking these metal chairs. and I'm getting like that seasick type of feeling, you know? And let me remind you, I just smoked so much fucking weed too.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, wow, like, this is not good. And so I'm like, dude, I'm having a bad trip. And he's like, shut up. Just shut up. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. So I go out to the back, because I'm telling him, stop clinking the chair and shit. He's like, fuck you. And I go out to the back through this door. And it's like, I'm fucking just hot. Yeah. Heat sweats. Jesus. And I've got on one of Dawson's shirts underneath because I had this long sleeve and I'm just rotating because I'm too hot. Yeah. I'm too cold. And I go to the back and you know those, what are those called? Like the two fans, the big ass fans. There was pipes in between them. And I was leaning over these fans and I thought I was like a giant in a city. And I was throwing up all over this fucking city of pipes. And Scott comes out and he's like, yo, dude, like, what's happening? He's like, are you good? And I'm like, Scott, go the fuck away. And he just walks, he's like, okay. He walks inside.
Dude, Dawson's place is a fucky place to trip at, man.
It was just, yeah, it is. It was just a really fucking wonky trip.
Yeah.
It was, I think we didn't wait long enough, you know?
Yeah, in between trips.
Yeah.
Fucking your system a little bit.
Yeah, well, I did learn how to go from a really bad trip to just turning into a good one. I was like, all this fucky shit that was happening, I just sat outside in nature and just
chilled. Yeah. Take a breath. It normally comes back to you.
Yeah.
It's not bad consistently.
No, it wasn't awful. It wasn't the end of the world. And I realized I was having a bad trip. I was like, dude, I'm just tripping.
Exactly. Once you remind yourself of it properly, it's not too hard to kind of come back to it. Do you eat anything? Dude, how do you feel about eating on acid? I love eating on acid, man.
Any time before I do anything, like absolutely any type of substance, I cannot eat for like minimum of like 8 hours. I just can't. It's, dude, with weed.
Yeah.
If I know I'm going to smoke a good amount, I will not eat. You know what I'm saying? Because it just fucks with my stomach. Every substance fucks with my stomach.
I found out that you can't really take, like, Tylenol and meth at the same time.
Tylenol and meth?
Yeah.
How did you make sure to
throw up? I had, some Adderall that was not... Oh, I'm good, Dad. Some Adderall that was not all Adderall. It was, like, 1/8 meth. And I ended up giving me a headache at the end of it. And I've done it a few times. Because it wasn't all bad like one of the first few times. But then if you smoke too much weed on the meth Adderall, it just ends up giving you this weird shitty head high that doesn't feel very productive at all, honestly.
Yeah.
And so then I think I'm smart. I go try to take a Tylenol. And within like half an hour, I'm fucking throwing up. And then fast forward like months later, I'm in the same boat. And I'm like, shit, I got a fucking headache. Ibuprofen. Yeah. Same fucking thing, and really? I'm throwing it up. Yeah.
See?
Can't mix them with meth Adderall. Maybe not just even regular Adderall. I just know I wasn't on fucking regular Adderall in the fucking first place, so who knows which one was actually the smart idea, but definitely can't mix the two of those at least.
Now, what does the... I was looking at earlier, the 50-50 tattoo.
50% chance you're going to be a bitch about it, 50% chance you're not. Very much like, you kind of only have two approaches to things. You're going to do them or you're not going to do them. You're going to go through with it or you're not going to go through with it type of thing. As well as the 50-50 quote from the movie War Dogs is my favorite fucking... I think it's one of my favorite fucking quotes from a movie. It's so hard. I think it's just the way my brain works or functions is in the movie. He's just talking about whether or not it's a safe drive to make or not. And he's like, 50-50. It's much safer to go at night versus the daytime. And he's like, how much safer? And he's like, 50-50. He's like, what, 50% chance we die? 50% chance we survive? And he's like, 50-50.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, what the fuck? And it's just the whole moment is literally so funny to me that I was like, I want to get that tattooed on me for some godforsaken reason.
That was the truck driver, right?
Yeah, the truck driver.
That gave him the cigarettes?
Yeah, gave him Marlboro. Yeah. Gave him the fucking cigarettes and everything. He's like, 50% chance we survive? Yeah, 50-50. Man, I don't think this guy knows what the fuck 50-50 means. Yeah, that shit cracks me the fuck up, dude.
Can you imagine being them, though? That shit would be insane.
Dude, that shit's crazy. Could you fucking imagine just driving? That's the thing, dude. It feels like it's just a drive, but it's not just a drive. You're running guns across the fucking, I don't know, dude. I've driven with, like, some heat in a vehicle before, but to, like, try to make it across the country is such a funny, like, dude, that takes some balls. But then again, if you're offering, what'd they make, like, $3-something million off that, I think, in the movie? I don't know if it was all properly real that way or not, but...
Not to mention they're in what, Iraq?
Yeah. Just in Iraq. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. I don't love that movie, dude. War Dogs is a gangster. You got a favorite movie, son?
Oof. That is such a film huge or two question.
Film or two that does the job for you.
You know what? I have a list.
Oh, yeah. That's so genius, Farmer.
I'm a huge, like, movie kind of guy.
Okay, facts.
A huge movie.
I've seen a lot of them. I especially nowadays, I end up just getting stoned and throwing something on after work pretty often.
Yeah.
So I've seen quite a few of them, but I think I've also smoked so much weed that my memory is trash. And I have a hard time remembering films. I'll watch one of them like a week later, like, how was that? Like, honestly, I had a good time.
Yeah.
It was cool. You can't really quote it to me right now. I'm not going to really have you on that. But, like, it was a good film. It was a good movie. Have you ever seen the movie The Brothers Grimsby?
No.
It's a comedy film from 2016 with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
And it's, dude, it's fantastic. It is, like, vulgar and, like, racy and, like, offensive. And it is... fucking great, man. He does such a good job, and it's just all these clowns. At one point, they get fucked by an elephant. They have to hide out inside of something, or they're going to get shot, and so they hide out inside an elephant. But then all the elephants start fucking, and it's just, like, very much why that's so unnecessary. But it is so fucking funny, man. And the whole...
It's the Brothers Grimsby.
The Brothers Grimsby. Yeah, it's just two British kids that get, like, separated as children, and then one of them is, like, British football loving trash basically, and the other one is like a British super spy, and then they meet back up, and then the fucking one interrupts with the super spy's business and accidentally makes the super spy a criminal, and then they fucking get together to clear the super spy's name, and it just is, there's like, just fucking, the balls get poisoned, you gotta suck balls and stuff, and the elephants get fucked, and the woman starts trying to fuck this real big black girl with the, I think it's the black girl from Precious, dude.
Precious
in this movie, and she gets piped down by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Really?
It's such a crazy dynamic, man. Wow. It's so fucking funny, dude. Oh my god, yeah. Fantastic film, honestly, dog. Fantastic fucking film.
My favorite movie is Into the Wild.
Into the Wild.
It's my favorite book, too.
It's a book, too?
You know what?
I don't think I do, bro.
It's based on a real story, too.
What?
This guy, he's from, I think it was like the D.C. area. Maryland, somewhere around, yeah. And he basically, he graduates, like, college, and then he just disappears. Like, with nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. And everybody's all looking for him, and this dude, he's just got this whole plan. He just wants to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
And then he just takes this crazy fucking journey across, like, America. He's writing this journal and everything, and it's absolutely insane. He goes to Alaska, and
damn, and just vibes out, and
you could say that.
He dies
out there.
That's intense, bro.
Yeah,
got him.
God, but yeah, when I remember reading that for the first time when I was like 13 or something like that, like young, and I was like, damn, like, this is absolutely insane. And I've always had, like, this little, like, dream of, like, Idaho.
Just, Idaho, like, dude.
Idaho.
What a crazy state. And what's in Idaho? Do you have any idea what's in Idaho? Is there cool shit in Idaho, you think?
Dude, oh my god, yeah.
Really?
For sure. Dude, well, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, all those Midwest states.
They got cool shit in them?
Like, that's, like, there on your shirt.
Yeah. The fucking, the views and shit, dog?
Yeah, that shit's insane. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, Idaho Cowboys, like, in the wintertime, that shit's badass. Imagine being that.
It would be kind of fucking gangster, I can't lie to you.
Just going through, like, big-ass mountains. Yeah. Up, like, yeah.
We're going to a mountain on Sunday, dog.
Really?
Yeah, Glen Oak Nose Falls in PA. It's a part of some, like, mountain range out there. And it's like 3,000 feet up, and we're just gonna basically scale the side of this mountain. And it's the bottom of it's like a waterfall. And so there's like a trail,
but then also, is it like the sun? It's like a set amount of steps to the top or whatever. Like it's an exact amount.
No, it's a fucking. It's there's like a trail on the side of this waterfall that you can take. But then there's also just, like, it's just kind of like a mountain. And you can just kind of scale the side of it. You don't really have to follow a designated trail. And so we just kind of get to see, and there's, like, three separate waterfalls as you go throughout the mountain.
Dude,
I've been there three times already. And I love it so fucking much that I just keep going back and keep finding new ways to climb this fucking mountain.
Is there, like, a no-snow tubing mountain? There, like across the way a little bit?
That's a great question.
Because I think I've been there. I it's been a while, but I can't.
It's in PA. It's a pretty big spot. Definitely a spot you may visit if you've been around that area before.
I have a lot of family in, like, mountainy PA. Mm.
It's right near the town of Jim Thorpe, dude. There's an entire town named Jim Thorpe.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And it is... Man, Jim Thorpe, dude. What a ridiculous name to name your fucking town. But not only the town, everything in the town is named after Jim Thorpe. It's like the bank of Jim Thorpe. The city center of Jim Thorpe. The Jim Thorpe Library. Really? Like, everything in this town is named after Jim Thorpe. There's a monument to Jim Thorpe, and there is a Jim Thorpe annual festival that we have been to twice now.
Wow.
Because we have just so happened to go on the same weekend as the festival, 2 out of the 3 years that we've been.
That's insane.
All dedicated to this motherfucker, Jim Thorpe, dude. No clue who he is. No. I'm sure one of us in the group has Googled him at some point.
You're talking to me about Jim Thorpe, but I'm like, no idea.
Dude, I don't fucking know who he is.
I'm like, who is Jim Thorpe?
Dude, that's the kicker, man. Like, we have no fucking clue who this man is, dude.
I was just going along. I was like, oh yeah, maybe you'll think I know.
No, I don't know who he is either, man. He's just probably the guy that discovered this small town in PA. That's the only thing I can think of that makes sense. Hey, whoever the fuck he is. But, yeah, it's a whole town dedicated to whoever the fuck Jim Thorpe is. And it is a dope little spot, dude. And we go up there, like, every other year or so and go for, like, a gangster-ass hike, get some good photos and shit. It's dope up there, man. Yes, we're doing that on Sunday.
It sounds fucking gangster, dude.
Yeah, there's a little, like, downtown area and shit. And it's pretty sick. It's pretty cool, I won't lie. It's neat.
Wait, I was in Florence, Italy.
Please. Tell me more
you
about
wanna know?
That.
Okay, there was you reminded me of festivals.
Yeah.
There was I don't remember what the sport is called. It takes place every, I forget how many years, or every year, something like that. And it was basically, like, imagine, like, soccer and, like, football mixed with, like, wrestling and, like, MMA.
Okay, alright. Sounds kind of rugby-ish.
Yeah, but more physical.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Like,
even
crazy.
More physical than, okay, yeah. That sounds
and
fucking great.
There are, like, boxing and shit's in it, too. And, like, it was, like, late as fuck at night. And I was like, with a group. Like, I went with my school. Like, this was, like, a school opportunity thing. We went to Rome, Florence,
and
Greece.
That's really dope. Okay.
Yeah. And, I was like, what the fuck is going on in this town square of, like, Florence?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta go. So I sneak out of, like, our hotel to go see this shit. And it's, like, I'm like, what in the fuck? And I look up all this stuff, and it's like, there's a Vice documentary on it and shit. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Some sort of big festival that's just going on?
Yeah. Of this sport.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. That trip was absolutely insane.
I had to make a trip out to Florence.
Yeah.
That'd be a dope spot to go. I want to go check out Hawaii, honestly.
Hawaii?
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii. It would be a vibe.
Yeah.
Just looks too pretty out there.
Looks
like, so
gorgeous.
Effortlessly. Like, I feel like you gotta go to Wyoming, you gotta climb a mountain, then it looks really pretty, you know? It requires some mild effort. Hawaii, just no effort. You just show up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just by default.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely dope. I would kill to go to Hawaii. You got anywhere you're trying to go to? Anywhere you want to visit?
Iceland.
No.
I'm going to Iceland.
Bro, what are you gonna fucking do in Iceland? That's dope.
Yeah, there's volcanoes, dude.
Oh shit, they got active bitches out there.
There's what is those called? Like hot water springs. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, facts.
I forget what the city I'm going to is called. But it's like the main city of Iceland. And it's like crazy. Yeah.
Do they speak English out there? What the fuck do they speak?
They do speak English. Like, majority of them. Mm. I know that they have some sort of native tongue. You know what I'm saying? But it's more... English is completely acceptable.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Do they have weed in Iceland?
I don't know.
Where do they have Amsterdam.
Amsterdam's insane.
Yeah, Amsterdam's got some good stuff.
Yeah.
So is that, where is, Amsterdam its own spot?
What do you mean?
That's like its own little country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool, cool. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. You know they got hella camels in Australia?
What?
Yeah, why? They have a camel problem in Australia.
Really?
They, like, shoot them bitches because they have so many camels in Australia.
It's like the emu war again.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I just found that out the other day.
Wow.
Bro, hella camels in Australia somehow.
I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense why they're there. Like, people desert, brought them dude. There.
Yeah, huh? People brought them there, then they vibe there. There's hella desert in Australia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That the outback.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's probably what they, that's.
Turns out it's a camel spot out there. Yeah. I had no idea. Just found out I listened to a podcast.
An invasive species, I guess.
Yup.
I know a girl who released like 100 bunnies into Del Mar. Just the town of Del Mar. Yeah. And I was like, you know, like they're repopulating. You probably like caused like something in the ecosystem. And you fucked something up. She's like, nah. I was like, yeah, you fucking did.
Dude, it's the little stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Well, 100 bunnies, dude. You gotta think.
100 bunnies. That's enough.
I was like, how many years ago was that? She was like, 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's now thousands of bunnies.
Yeah, there's thousands of bunnies.
Bro. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit to make people think, dude.
Little.
That shit crap. Like, little things that just fuck with people's heads.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about the, I was talking about the pineapples at the folk festival, right? Where I planted the pineapples during the festival that we had. I might have told the story on the podcast before, I guess, but I haven't. I know I haven't. I guess I haven't told it to you. I used to plant pineapples downtown.
Uh-huh.
We had the National Folk Festival.
Yeah.
About a month ago, whatever. And shit brings in like 250,000 people, like 200 fucking thousand people into the city of Salisbury over the course of like 3 or 4 days. And, first 2 years we did it, I went to Walmart and just purchased all the pineapples, roughly like 70, 80 bucks each time.
Really?
And just bought a shit ton of pineapples. And they came downtown, and there's hella like pots and flower vases or flower beds and stuff downtown. And so the night before the festival, with security around, mind you, honestly, too, which was kind of tough to maneuver. I planted about 20-something pineapples in the flower beds and flower pots that we had downtown. Just up to here. You could just see the green tops of the pineapples poking out through the dirt.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it was about 22 1 year. The first year we only did like 11 or 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second year is when I bought like everything they had. Barely like 22 of them, I think, in total. And yeah, they were all gone except for one. All of them gone the first year, and then the second year there was actually one still in one of the vases.
Really?
On Monday, and it was gone on Tuesday, and I have to assume it was probably like a garden guy, one of the upkeep guys that got it. But yeah, so that, what that means is that somebody traveled to Salisbury from God knows where in the country to celebrate folk music and the festivities. And then they noticed that something seemed very abnormal about the rose bush.
Yeah.
And then they pulled a pineapple out of the bush in the middle of downtown Salisbury.
Where the fuck did the pineapple come from?
You just have to think, what the fuck went on in that person's head, dude? And I got 20 of them to think to themselves, either, yo, this place grows pineapples, or some crazy motherfucker who lives here planted pineapples in these fucking bushes, and now they have to figure out why. Mm-hmm. And they get to get home and tell their family while they have a pineapple with them, mm-hmm. and like, I think that shit is just so fucking great, dog.
Yeah.
I did that shit for like 2 years, and that shit is so fucking, the second year I did it, I saw somebody, excuse me, they were selling pineapple smoothies at the festival. And so you could get a fucking smoothie inside of, like, a hollowed-out pineapple. And so I had planted all these pineapples, and I'm looking out the window while I'm working during the festival, and I see somebody drinking out of a fucking pineapple.
Really?
And I was like, holy shit, these resourceful-ass motherfuckers, dude. And I didn't realize for, like, 4 more hours that they were selling them fucking behind the shop I was working at. I
thought
somebody's ass caught one of these pineapples out the fucking ground and just started drinking that shit, dog. I was so impressed, bro. Oh, my God, that shit was silly, dude.
Oh,
I love the fucking festival, dog.
Yeah, it's...
We got it again next year, man. We're gonna have a shit ton of motherfuckers.
I heard we have an extension.
Yeah, dude. Because of the fucking COVID, son.
Ugh.
Hmm.
You have any weekend plans, Dad?
Tomorrow night, I don't know. I think I might have a fire or something.
A little fire.
Yeah, maybe. It's only going to be, like, you know, two people, three people, if you want to come.
That's fine. Sure. I work until, like, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
What?
All day.
That's about it.
Well, yeah, sounds fun. Sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you play any sports or anything?
I do.
Okay. See, that makes sense. I don't know much of the actual proper background for you yet, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what you kind of have pulled off throughout high school type shit.
Oh, know? Yeah.
You're not in college or anything, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, facts. Okay.
So, freshman year, I played football, and I played lacrosse.
Okay, facts.
I love lacrosse.
Okay.
Love lacrosse.
That's fair. I was raised to hate lacrosse players.
Baseball?
My dad is a baseball player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just, that's how I was brought up. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. But I never played either one, so I can't really hate. Yeah. I don't have a perspective. It's just how my fake dad brought me up. So,
fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
But, yeah, but continue. That sounds fun, though.
And sure, then, sophomore year, I played football again, and then I wrestled.
Okay.
I loved wrestling.
Shout out wrestling. Yeah. I wrestled for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Started getting rashes on my arms, skin. I was too much of a bitch.
Yeah.
I used to literally just get arm rashes.
Really?
Yeah, so I stopped after like a month and a half. Couldn't do a shit, but did it for a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out wrestling. Okay, so you started wrestling.
And then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was it. You know what I'm saying?
And then, that was it for sports.
Yep. Then my school... I was an A and B student, bro.
Yeah.
I started slipping at like D's, E's. Yep. I couldn't do shit. And this happened on for like 2 years.
Mm.
I couldn't play football my junior year. I couldn't play lacrosse my junior year.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I came back and I actually had a game yesterday.
Sick?
Yeah, for football. I have a concussion right now. I'm currently like concussed. Yeah, dude. I got it at practice about like 4 days ago. Didn't say a word. Knew it happened. Wanted to play so bad because this was the first time, you know, I was allowed to step back on the field, you know.
Yeah.
And I got in the game, got illegally held, like they were grabbing me wrong. And then got jumped on basically from the back. My head slammed down.
Damn.
And then I was like, damn, like, that's it. Yeah. I was like, I can't. Like, I got off the sideline, took my helmet off.
Yeah.
And they were, like, telling me, like, oh, you did good, you did good. And I was just looking at them. I was like, whoa. Like, everything was, like, woozy and seeing dots. And I was nauseous. And they were like, Coach White, Coach White. Because I was, like, woozy as fuck.
Yeah.
And he took me on this gator back to the locker room. I just started throwing up like crazy.
Damn.
But I'm cool with it, man.
Yeah.
Whatever, it happens.
Dude.
So, yeah. And,
alright.
Yep.
So now you'll be playing for this next year?
Yep.
Or do you have one more year left?
No, I'm
done. You're okay, alright.
Yeah. This is it.
Damn.
And I really do not know what I'm going to do next.
Well, college is a scam.
I'm thinking either community college or the military, to be honest.
Yeah. College is definitely a scam. Military is great. It's just a pretty decent commitment is the only thing.
Yeah.
It's just so extended. If it was something you could do for like 2 years, I'd be pretty for it, honestly. But it's like between 4 and 8 years is my only thing. That's my only... I've even thought about it myself. Last case resort type of thing.
What branch were you thinking?
I would just do Air Force. I'm too much of a bitch to do anything else.
How would they give you...
For the money.
How do you want to be a naval, like, doctor, like a field doctor.
Yeah.
But, because the Marines don't have one. They use the Navy, so they go on the field.
Yeah, Marines just don't do doctors.
Yeah, and
Marines
then...
Marines are so funny.
So I was just thinking the naval field doctor or a Marine, like a field Marine.
Marines are so funny, man. Yeah, they're such a silly breed. My friend Craig is a Marine.
They're pretty hard-headed.
Yeah, dude. They're... too stupid for their own good for the most part. Craig became a Marine because he was cold. He knew he was gonna get sent to where it would be warm. Really? And he gets, like, seasonal depression for, like, the 3 months out of the year that he doesn't have any baseball to play.
Yep.
And so he was like, damn, dude, so if I dip in, like, November, I won't have to be here until February.
Yeah.
And I'll get paid, like, $3,000. And I was like, and that's, do you have anything else? He was like, nope, think I'm a Marine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? He was like, my older brother did it way back in the day. He's fine. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess. He was like, yeah, dude, sure. And why not? I was like, all right, bro, I guess just go do that. And so he went to try to do it in November, and then it took 2 months for them to get through all of his paperwork, and then he didn't get sent off until February. So by the time he got sent off, he missed the beginning of fucking baseball, and it was a medium of like 104 degrees out there for like 3 months straight for the poor guy. Paris Island for 3 months, and it was like an average of like a hundo for like 3 fucking months, dude. And he fucked up his fucking thumb before coming back during the Crucible, the whatever the last 2 weeks are, the Hell Week or whatever. Yeah. He fucking like dislocated his thumb right before it happened, and then had to like go through with a fucked up thumb, because otherwise they would have kept him until it was fully fixed, and he would have had to stay for like an extra month just to wait for his thumb to fucking heal. So instead he just had to like power fucking through that shit. Damn. And just did the whole shit with the fucked up thumb. He's a specimen, dude.
Yeah.
My favorite story he told me from being in boot camp was the mental image of this is so funny to me. He was told to clean the bathroom, so he's cleaning the bathroom on like his hands and knees. He's got like a towel. He's using like a rag to clean this bathroom. Sure. And he's on his hands and knees. He said the drill sergeant comes in, and starts telling him to go in circles or whatever. No, he asked him if he likes NASCAR. And Craig's like, yes, sir, I like NASCAR or whatever. And he was like, you clean this floor like you're a car. East is his last name. He's like, you clean this floor. So Craig's like going in a circle around the floor on his hands and knees cleaning the shit. And he's like, you know what sound a car makes, East? And Craig starts making, and he's like, I want you to make a car noise when you take these turns. And so Craig's like taking turns on his hands and knees cleaning the floor going, and I'm like laughing at this whole ridiculous image. Yeah. And then he says the drill sergeant stands right in front of him while he's making these car noises, and just puts both his boots in front of Craig's face. And Craig looks up at the drill sergeant, looks down at the boots, looks up again, and goes, honk, honk. And just, the next thing is just tasting leather as he just gets kicked in the fucking face.
Really?
Just gets kicked in the fucking mouth, dude. He said he just lifts his boot right off the fucking ground after he honked his boot in the guy's face, dude. And he was just down for the count. And it just cracks me up, bro. This motherfucker honked at his drill sergeant, dude. It's just so silly. Like, that's just, I don't know, that's what Marines are at this point, dog. They're just silly.
Yeah.
Dude. Something keeps going. He said that every single one of them, they would, before they had their big, they had like a big cardio day that they had to do like once a week or whatever, once a month. I don't know what the fuck it was. But before they would do it, it would be their only excuse to get as fucked up as possible, because it was so intense that you'd sweat out a hangover in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
So they would just get absolutely hammered and just still be drunk at the beginning of this, and within the first like 30 minutes of their workout they would all just be throwing everything up, and everyone would be completely fine by the time the sun was up, and they were fucking getting through with the workout, and they could just get as hammered as they wanted at the very beginning, because it would all leave their system by default. They'd be fucked regardless.
So they would have thrown up
just
anyway.
They would just go get as fucked up as they possibly could.
Wow.
And then when they started the workout they would just get it all out anyways. Silly, dude. For 3 months, bro. Yeah, that's great. Silly shit, dog. Silly shit.
Yeah.
Look at us with 34 minutes on the clock. I'm going to go ahead and call this a podcast. I appreciate you for your time, Dad.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go and hit this button. Thank you. Fat out.